Welcome to Hope is Here. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Matthew Sleeth. He is the author of a book called 24-6, A Prescription for a Healthier, Happier Life. Obviously, it got my attention, Dr. Sleeth, a few years ago when I saw this book. We all know about 24-7, but got to ask you, why did you write this book?
I wrote this book because Sabbath is really the first habit or discipline or liturgical activity, however you put it, that we had in our family. Because my wife had grown up as a Jew, me suggesting that we take one day and not work on that day was comfortable to her. And so before she was a Christian, before my daughter was a Christian, just my son and I were at this point, we started setting one day a week aside where we didn't work, and that was Sunday for us. I understand other people do it on different days. I will tell you my theology behind Sabbath. I know there are different theologies, but my theology is that Sabbath keeping is not a condition of getting into heaven. Someone need never keep Sabbath their whole life, and their salvation can be assured and everything. So Sabbath keeping, not a condition of getting into heaven, just happens to be the condition that heaven is in when you get there. And I want to experience heaven now to the extent that I can. So I wrote this because my family has done this from the very beginning of our being Christians, and I have raised children then, learning how to keep the Sabbath, and we have seen how much it's blessed us. And when you find something fantastic, you just want to share it with people. You know, if you discover a new ice cream flavor that nobody else had tasted, you know, for me, the first thing I want to do is run out and share it with other people, because an experience of God or beauty is better when it's shared. Other people understand how happy we are. and so that's why I wrote the Sabbath book. And I also wanted to have a book that was very invitational, not at all that you were doing something wrong if you didn't keep it or you didn't keep it the right way. Because I've encountered a number of people who grew up and maybe Sabbath was a little harsh.
A little legalistic,
yes. And I wanted to write something that was invitational so that the measure of that is if you get to the end of your Sabbath and you're not just a little bit sad, then you probably didn't do it right.
There you go. Well, and, you know, a lot of people, they are kind of familiar with the Ten Commandments, but it seems like maybe that fourth one about honoring the Sabbath, it kind of gets swept under the rug, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, let's if you don't mind, I'm just going to turn to Exodus 20 here in my Bible. Unfortunately, it doesn't fall open to that page. Probably should. We see these Ten Commandments. These Ten Commandments are a gift from God to all of society. And society is a little bit more sane when we have these. So the boundaries. If you were to go to the Supreme Court building today, you'll find the Ten Commandments carved on the walls in two separate places. That's today, because it might get erased.
That's right. Better
tomorrow.
Go see it.
And when we come to the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Well, that is the longest commandment in the Bible. And to throw the longest commandment out without just thinking about it even seems a bit rash. It is the only commandment which God specifically applies to God. Mm. If we turn back to Genesis, we see God, you know, creating everything. And on the seventh day, he rested. And because God rested, rest is holy. It's not holy because we do it. It's holy because God rested on that day. And we are told, really, that that Sabbath is what we will enter into for eternity. And so just to even know more about that, listen, if you try Sabbath out, you do it right, and you don't like it, you probably shouldn't be headed to heaven. You know, the only person in the Bible who introduces himself to God as busy happens in Job. He's late for the meeting. God says, "Where have you been, Satan?" And Satan says, "I've been going to and fro and up and down." You see, there's no saying work like the Messiah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Satan wants us to be conformed to his image, and Christ wants us to be conformed to his. And there's nothing alike, Christ and Satan. And Satan is rushing forth, up and down, to and fro. And Christ says, "Learn from me. Take my yoke. Take my mantle on you, and learn from me. I'm humble. I'm gentle, and you're going to have rest for this soul of yours that's weary." And today, I think that's almost a description of our society. We're weary. We're weary. How many contests, new things, gadgets, you know, can we have? There's got to be something permanent in our lives, and it's the permanent things that you can rest with. They don't change on you. That's Christ. And so that's Sabbath to me.
Well, I love Eugene Peterson wrote the foreword for your book, 24-6, and I love the translation of the Bible he wrote called The Message, and it's written a lot of other great things too, but he stated in his part of the foreword, he wrote, "Sabbath is simply presented not as a rule to be kept, but as a freedom to enter."
Amen. Yes. And he was, he just passed away last year. Yeah. And he was so kind to me at the very beginning of my ministry, reached out to me and was supportive. And there is a film that goes along with the book. It's the 24-6 DVD, and one of the things I did in the extra, the bonus section, was to sit down with some business leaders and a church leader and talk about it. And Eugene Peterson is the person I sat down and talked with. So for those of your listeners who want to get that DVD, the conversation with Eugene Peterson, I think they'll find particularly informative, especially if they're in ministry.
Yeah.
If they're in business, I sat down with David Green, the head of Hobby Lobby, and had a talk about Sabbath in business. So.
Well, I saw something online about that. Is it 24-6.com? People want to get that study that has that talk and stuff on it.
Oh, just CBD, Christian Book Distributors, or Amazon would have it.
Okay, I can find it there. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll list that when we post the podcast. So if you're driving, you're like, "Oh, I want to get that," we'll have that information where you can purchase that. I know I'm going to purchase it myself. But, you know, and the reason I bring up that quote from Eugene Peterson is because I think sometimes what's happened, the enemy's done a good job, Dr. Sleeth, of when you hear the Ten Commandments, you know, those are just rules to, and you can't have fun. But as you shared earlier, there are more boundaries. And as Eugene Peterson said, I mean, there's actually freedom when we do this, when we obey these commandments, isn't there?
You know, that has been one of the big surprises to me in becoming a Christian. I used to view Christians as what they didn't do, and they weren't fun. And, you know, and I met some that still I'd probably say aren't much fun. But the reality is the freedom and the joy that you begin to experience when you put yourself into the Lord's hands. I like to, you know, think of that metaphor of Paul, that we're this piece of clay. The potter wants to form us. And the more kind of water, which is the word, gets mixed with us, the more malleable we are, that God can begin to conform us. And Sunday, the Sabbath, is a great day to spend with the Lord and kind of get in sync with God. For the most part, I hear God when I'm quieter and not when I'm going at 90 miles an hour.
Mm. You talked a little bit earlier about the word holy, but I like the definition of holy that you talked about in the book. Can you kind of share that with us?
Well, holy, kadosh, is the Hebrew word. It means to be set apart. But it's interesting in Scripture, the book of Genesis, the only time that holy is used is in connection with the Sabbath. And throughout the Bible, you can substitute Sabbath for holy, and you'll have an idea of the importance that heaven puts upon Sabbath rest and holiness.
I also loved in the book how you, Eugene Peterson, shared how much this spoke to him. And I have this scripture on a canvas in my kitchen when I sit at my kitchen table to have my quiet time in the mornings with a good cup of coffee. And Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." But you shared in the book how you subtract one word at a time from Psalm 46:10 to help us come to rest. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah. It's be still and know that I'm God. Oh, what a beautiful admonition there. But if you just, be still and know that I am, be still, be. And, just to get down to that essence, we in our society are taught to be human doings. Mm. And God loves us just because we're human beings. Mm. And particularly in ministry, we can get this, and by the way, every Christian should be in ministry. If you're not, rethink it, okay? Literally, if you haven't given a Bible away in the last 12 months, you really ought to rethink your relationship with God, period. Yeah. But we are to be loved just for who we are, not what we're doing. And in ministry, we can particularly get those confused. We can get to going so much we think it's us and not the Lord.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think that's one of the enemy's great tactics. And then especially I think when people have a failure in their life, Dr. Sleeth, whether it's through a divorce or, a business failure, whatever the type of failure is, that the enemy has a great job of deceiving us. But I think, well, if we do more for God, then God will forgive us and love us more. Have you seen that to be kind of true over the last decade or so?
Absolutely. And I think what we need to do instead is just lean into the Lord's love and forgiveness at those points. We're not going to impress him. It's like anything we do is like handing the owner of the beach a grain of sand. It's not to belittle us and what the Lord can do through us, but the Lord, he owns an entire universe and I think could call up as many as he wants. It's just that, I think about much of how I understand the Lord is through that parent-child model that we have here. And I think about those times that my children were just quiet and playing and reading. Oh, what lovely times.
Yes.
I'm not so sure God doesn't want us to just simmer down a bit, and put it in park.
Absolutely. Well, you just tuned in. We have been talking. It's our second program this week with Dr. Matthew Sleeth. Not only is he a medical doctor, he is also an author of several books. He is also the founder of Blessed Earth, a nonprofit organization. He has been talking to us about his book called 24/6, A Prescription for a Healthier, Happier Life, talking about having a Sabbath in your life. And we're going to have him back with us tomorrow. We're going to talk about some examples of people that decided to honor the Sabbath and just seeing what happened in their life. So I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Dr. Matthew Sleeth about 24/6 on Hope Is Here. Need help selling your home? Or are you looking to buy your dream home? Let Diana Fields and her team with the Millennium Real Estate Group at Keller Williams Bluegrass Realty help you. Serving Central Kentucky in real estate and property management for 21 years, Diana Fields and the Millennium team have the experience to help you with one of life's biggest decisions in buying or selling a home. Contact Diana Fields today at 859-621-0604 or online at millenniumlex.com. That's millenniumlex.com.